Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show, Keith.
Damn good show.
All right, man. So we're going to talk about the Jews up there in New York. You got tunnels. That's a red flag for me. No, I think Jews need tunnels. No, they're under attack. All right, so this is a bizarre story. Well, Negroes, we had the Underground Railroad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mexicans, they got underground tunnels for the drugs and come here illegally.
Jews need their tunnels, too.
What do you think they doing?
Probably panic room, man. People jump to conclusions, man. Anytime we talk about Jew people, everybody thinking the worst. Them Jews is up to something.
Well, let's go to the video.
Yeah,
go to the video. Well, before we go to the video, turns out, okay, the city.
Hey, man, stop screaming in my ear.
Turns out the city finds out about these tunnels under this synagogue, under this
Synagogue. Is that how you say it?
I say God at the end. Synagogue. It's synagogue.
How you say it?
Center something.
Just call it a church.
Well, you can't. That's disrespecting Jews. They don't call it
I can't say the word right, so I'm just going to call it a Jew church.
So they got these tunnels up under this Jew church, right? City finds out about it. Said, we're going to fill this up with cement. This does not meet code.
Sounds pretty anti-Semitic to me. Why can't the Jews have that tunnel?
Right? So the cops come because they said, like, these Jews is going to do something.
God's probably Palestinian. That's a joke.
And, some things you shouldn't joke about.
I don't care. It's a free country. I got freedom of speech, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Right, so the cement truck show up, the cops show up, and these Jews ain't having it. They want their tunnels. Check out the footage. Jews gone wild. Look at them Jews, man.
Jews go wild.
Got the little hats on.
You know, I confuse Jewish people and Amish people too, you know?
Yeah. That's like, what these Jews doing?
The Jews ain't having it. They're taking their land back. They occupied New York now.
Man, you crazy. Look at these Jews, man. What these Jews doing? I wonder what Ben Shapiro thinks about this.
I bet they might think this is a little suspicious, man.
Yeah, this is crazy. This
might be a panic room, man.
Kevin, ain't no panic room. It's got a dirt floor.
What you think they doing?
It's gambling? Look, there's a tunnel down there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look at that.
You think they drug traffickers?
I don't know. What the hell they doing?
It's probably a panic room, man, in case they get attacked or something.
Kevin, look at that. It's up under the, it's like a tunnel.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not gonna help. They try to.
I can see it's a damn tunnel. We need to figure out what it was for. It might be a panic.
Look at this Jew coming out the hole in the ground. This hat ain't coming off neither. They sure can't keep them hats on, boy. Look at him.
Look at the cops arrested a bunch of them.
Yeah.
What? Right back?
Yeah, you can't be hitting the cops. They don't care if you're Jewish or not.
Now, people were speculating that they're doing some nefarious things.
Well, look at this picture of this mattresses down there.
There's mattresses down there.
Yeah, look at the mattress.
Okay.
Keep that picture up.
I'm definitely not laying on that.
Hey, man, but before we even get to the mattress.
Is this blood or semen?
What are you talking about?
Man, you know what? They say black people look alike. Oh, okay, this is a meme. I thought it was a real picture.
That is a real picture.
No, it's not. It's not? The same person over and over.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's a meme.
That's a meme.
That's a meme. These damn Jewish people, they all look alike. That's a meme, man. You thought that was a real picture?
Hey, shut up. Well, I heard people in the comments say there's a bunch of mattresses down there, too. But the mattresses. So I came up with this picture and I just...
Well, Jews got to sleep too, you know?
Oh.
I'm definitely not sleeping on that.
Hey, but...
That looked like 10 years of blood and semen on that mattress.
Hey, Kev, get serious on this. Hey, so...
What, you think that's coffee? What else it mean? Was that mattress real?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's some probably, you know who probably.
You know what, let me do a quick Google search. You know who created
that picture?
Who?
Somebody, you know, that's anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Trying to put the Jews in a bad light, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trying to put the Jews in a bad light. Mm-hmm. Let me do a quick Google search.
There you go.
Pictures, man.
Yeah.
There ain't no mattress pictures? Put in mattress. Do a Google search.
Jewish tunnel mattress, New York.
Look, there's one. Jewish tunnel, New York mattress.
Okay, here we go.
What a mattress is that?
Oh, that mattress look. Oh, you
see that? There was mattresses down there.
Yeah, that's a huge stain right there. You see that? Look like somebody got sacrificed to something.
Oh, man. Yeah, click on that. Stained mattress. Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's dirty. That is filthy.
These Jews kind of dirty, ain't they?
Hey, I'm thinking. Hey, man, listen to me, man. I'm thinking that's like a panic room in case they get somebody, Alec Agbar going in and start going crazy on the Jews. They go in this panic room.
No, but it's like a tunnel. It's meant for transportation. It's not meant for hiding.
Transportation where?
It's like a damn tunnel under the building, under the damn...
Well, I can see it's a tunnel, but maybe it's a tunnel for safety from being attacked.
What are you, a Jew lover? That's a joke.
That's a horrible joke, man. You shouldn't have said that. You know, you can be really offensive.
That's a joke, man. I love everybody. It just seems like to me you,
what? I love everybody, too.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just going to give these Jews the benefit of the doubt.
Why?
Until I can see exculpatory evidence, I'm not going to.
Exculpatory? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I just heard it a couple of days ago. Exculpatory?
What was on SVU?
I think it was. I think it was that episode. I was watching Law & Order. Hey, the producer, look up what's exculpatory. I think it's without a shadow of a doubt. So, okay, you hear what I thought it was, right? The tunnel?
Uh-huh.
I think it's a panic room for Jews to run in safety in case Hamas or somebody coming at crazy. Right? What do you think it's for? Reach-around action?
No telling what it's down there for. I mean, what the mattress is down there for?
Well, no, like I said, man, Jews got to sleep, buddy.
In criminal law, exculpatory evidence is evidence favorable to the defendant in a criminal trial that exonerates or tends to exonerate the defendant of guilt.
There you go.
It is the opposite of inculpatory evidence, which tends to present guilt.
Who?
Inculpatory. Inculpatory. See, y'all niggas love when a black man... Yeah, inculpatory.
Yes, evidence is based on... is evidence favorable to the defendant?
Yeah. Whatever. You're probably supposed to use inculpatory.
Yeah, probably did. It's too ambitious. I probably sound like one of them Negroes have been in prison all 10 years and they come out because they've memorized the dictionary.
He sound
crazy. That's probably what I sound like.
Hey, but anyway, let's get serious on this.
Yeah, I think it's probably a panic room, man.
But the mattresses are dirty.
Well, what if someone breaks into the Jew church and they got to hide out for a couple of days?
Why wouldn't you have a nice mattress there?
Well, maybe they took the mattress down there and they forgot about it.
Kevin, that mattress dirty as hell down there. They doing something crazy on that mattress.
What? What do you think they doing?
I don't know. I'm thinking they down there busting nuts.
You know what?
What is it down there?
Okay.
Maybe it's this. Maybe they lazy. It's an old mattress. Instead of taking it to the dump or whatever, maybe just throw it down in the hole.
No, that's something a Negro would do. I'm thinking it was a panic room. The mattress down there for a while. They didn't grow too fond of it because they hadn't been attacked in a long time. They just forgot about it. It's probably a panic room. I mean, I don't think it's a child.
What?
I don't think it's like child trafficking or anything like that, or sex trafficking. I don't think it's nothing like that. That'd be kind of crazy.
I don't put nothing past nobody.
Yeah, after that whole debacle went down, that fiasco with the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I don't put nothing past
nobody. I don't put nothing past it.
I don't care if you're Jewish, Catholic.
T.D. Jakes, look at T.D. Jakes.
Look at T.D. Jakes.
Walk around with that moo-moo dress.
I don't trust nobody.
Trust nobody. especially a Jew.
You know, and I don't trust nobody, not just... Maybe God told him to do it.
Shut up, Kevin.
No, God...
You don't even believe in...
No, they believe God said they would, that's their land and it's sacred. Maybe those tunnels are sacred.
Hey, we got a new giveaway going. We got an F-350 and $10,000 in cash. You know? Go to officialharshwinds.com. Anything you buy from site gets you automatically, and it'll win. Yeah.